Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
I knew this job was going to be bad when, during the interview, a robbery happened. The manager had to get a baseball bat from under the counter and scared a thug away. And when I didn't run, he said I was hired. These jobs are typically temporary anyway. I won't be mad if you're gone in a couple of weeks. To be honest, I was more worried about making it to payday alive. The convenience store was located on the bad side of town. I probably could have gotten a better job if I wanted to walk a little bit farther. But I just wanted enough money to buy my first car. That's all I really wanted. I didn't know that these few months at the 7-Eleven would wind up changing my life forever. The next day after the robbery, the owner had me come in around 9 in the morning to learn how to work the cashier and where the safe was at. He warned me that the robbery I experienced the night before wasn't just a coincidence.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
We've been hit fairly regularly over the past few weeks. Gangs are getting bolder. I don't know why they target us, but it's just happening, and you need to be prepared for it. Then he showed me where the weapons were. Honestly, when I saw the guns, it felt like this owner was ready to go to war against these gangs. And he told me I needed to do whatever was necessary to protect his business. He showed me a small stairwell that led to a bunker and explained that if there was ever an emergency where I needed to hide, call him and he would open it up. I guess that was where he kept the majority of his goods since the store was on a slope and I knew I saw a loading dock on the other side where the alley was at. I didn't know why he thought a freezer was a good spot to hide, but I obeyed his rules anyway. So, I got started that very same day. I had the shift until 2 o'clock, and honestly, it was pretty easy. I was even convincing myself that this wasn't going to be so bad. That delusion shattered the moment that I heard gunshots outside the store. Gang members would speed into the parking lot and do massive circles around the pump on their motorcycles. They pointed machine guns at each other and let bullets fly mercilessly as they laughed and then rode off on the lot again. The owner had been smart enough to get bulletproof glass, but I wasn't sure how long that would last, given the damage. Once things settled down, I told myself it was just an isolated incident. But then, the next day, things got so much worse. It was just about halfway through my shift when two young men stepped into the store, wearing typical gang colors and holding machine guns above their heads like they were torches. I stood still behind the counter, trying not to feel intimidated by their posture and threats. They demanded that I let them into the safe downstairs, pointing the gun straight at my face and saying they would blow me to kingdom come if I didn't comply. I think what I said was probably the bravest thing I've ever done. "Gentlemen, I know you want to rob me, but honestly, you came at the wrong time. We've just finished emptying everything in the basement. You're wasting your time today," I told them. The two of them gave each other a surprised look and kept threatening me, but then they heard gunfire outside the store and got spooked. Apparently, another gang was somewhere nearby, and they were out for blood. The two thugs got spooked and ran out the front door, jumped in their car, and drove off. I think I probably passed out from the sheer adrenaline, I'm not sure. When I finally stopped zoning out, I called the owner and told him what happened. "You did a good job, Martin. In fact, I'm going to reward you with more responsibility and a raise. Tomorrow, I will give you a key to the basement and loading dock, and you can assist with shipments down there," he told me. I was actually feeling pretty confident about the change in circumstances. The owner trusted me, and I didn't even feel like I would be scared by gang members again. I was on cloud nine until the next day.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi everybody, just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The owner stopped by in the morning and gave me the key, explaining that the trucks came by every couple of days to pick up and drop off, and I would need to sign for everything. The owner was apparently getting ready to go on vacation. I really shouldn't have been so eager to do such menial labor, and I should have asked more questions. Instead, like a fool, I took the key and started working through the normal tasks like stocking shelves and cleaning the floors. There weren't very many customers, and it was hard to stay focused. I kept thinking about the basement and how I was intrigued by the fact that the owner was stashing cash down there. It sounded a little illegal and sketchy, but also incredibly tempting to see what was down there. After another hour of mental debates, I gave in and decided to check out the basement firsthand. I first locked the front door and switched the open sign to closed. I stood at the top of the stairs for a few seconds, telling myself that this was a bad idea. If the owner found out I was snooping, my job would be toast. But if he was doing something illegal, he couldn't get me in trouble without ratting himself out too. I reasoned as I walked to the bottom of the stairs. I opened the door and found myself initially disappointed. There were freezers and storage boxes, nothing out of the ordinary. Then I opened a freezer and found myself trying not to scream as I saw a dead body inside. I slammed the door closed and ran back upstairs. I grabbed a chest and ran to the counter, trying not to freak out. I should have called 911. I should have gotten out of there. Instead, when I calmed down, I found myself walking back to the freezer to gather evidence. I took pictures of everything. My heart was pounding as I found freezers full of body parts. There were at least 5 people here that had been killed. And as I got a closer look, I realized that all of them belonged to the same gang as the 2 men that were threatening me the other day. Is that why they had come to the store? Because of the owner killing their own members? I suddenly felt that I was being watched. Then I turned around and saw 2 gang members from an opposing gang entering from the loading docks. They pointed their weapons at me and demanded I help load the trucks up. I didn't dare argue. I kept my head down and watched as they loaded freezers. Where is this stuff going? I dared to ask. Across the river. The boss has a few other businesses that use this type of meat, the first man said. I found myself wanting to puke. They were selling these dead bodies like it was lunch meat.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
It occurred to me, though, that the gangs might not even know what they were doing, and I decided to make a split-second decision and pretended to drop one of the crates. The box splintered open and organs fell on the tile floor. The 2 thugs shouted in surprise, pointing their weapons at the guts and then at me. "What is all this?" the second man asked. I said nothing, watching as the 2 men abruptly stopped loading the truck and checked the other freezers, discovering the boxes. "Did you know about this?" the first man asked. I pretended that I didn't. They told me to scram, and at this time I didn't hesitate. I ran all the way home. That night, I kept debating what to do. I called the police and told them what I knew and offered to show pictures, but they didn't seem all that interested in gang members being killed. The next morning, it didn't matter what I did though, because the store had been burned down. I wasn't sure which gang was responsible for the crime, but any evidence of the bodies was gone. And of course, I was fired when I called the owner and reported the fire. He claimed it was because he couldn't pay me, but the tone of his voice told me a different story. He knew that I found out about his secret and he was angry. So, even though that job lasted less than 2 weeks, I am certain that the owner and the people he works with are all still after me.
For background, I'm a 17-year-old girl and I work at a small Mexican store. Today was very slow, so I was mostly stocking instead of being on register. I was putting some sodas in the fridge, and this man comes around, so I moved out of the way so he could get by. He looked around, late 40s, early 50s, and he said hello to me and started smiling widely. So I said hello back with my customer service smile. He walked past me and was still smiling widely at me. I didn't think much of it since I thought he was just being friendly. I went back to stocking sodas, but some of them were very sticky, so I decided to go wash my hands. The bathroom is very small, as you might expect from a small store, and creaks very loudly when it's opened. It's really only meant to be an employee bathroom since it's kind of tucked away in a sort of back area. And while it's not completely off limits to customers, most wouldn't go back there since it looks like an employee-only area, if that makes sense. So I went in and started to wash my hands. Not long after I entered, I heard the door start to creak open, so I looked in the mirror to see who it was, and I saw the smiling man's head. He'd stuck in only his head and was still smiling widely. He then noticed I was just washing my hands and said, "Oh, sorry," and slowly backed out and closed the door. I didn't think much of it since mistakes happen, right? So I just finished washing my hands and began to leave, and after opening the door, I see him almost directly in front of me smiling. I again didn't think much of it. Maybe he just had to go very bad and thought might as well wait. He watched me walk by, and I avoided eye contact because I thought it was weird he was still looking at me when the bathroom was available already. I sat at the register since I was done with the sodas and waited for customers. Then I see the man walk out of the store. It hadn't been long since I'd sat down, so I thought it was a bit strange, but I again disregarded it since maybe he just quickly washed his hands like me. However, the more I thought about it, the more I thought it was weird. Since from the outside of the bathroom, you could definitely tell someone was in there because the light was on and the sound of running water was very present.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
There's a part of me that wants to believe it was genuinely an accident and he was just a bit strange, but I'm really not sure anymore. In case there was bad intentions behind it, though, weird smiling man who walked in on me on the bathroom, let's not meet again.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.